have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
To be in the land amongst the living and not the dead. And I know that you ought to be super excited. You ought to be super charged. Hallelujah. You ought to be letting the spirit of the Lord move upon you right now. It is a blessing, amen, to see your family. It is a blessing to tell people how much you love them. It's a blessing to be able to help somebody. I know that you guys may have had a great day. Some of you may not have, but listen, you still have time to change your environment. You still have time. Hallelujah. Tonight is not over, and you still got a chance to make things different from what you are experiencing. So listen, go ahead and call a neighbor, call a friend, let them know that Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter is on the air tonight. Let them know that I'm here in rap form, amen, and we coming with the truth, amen, the truth of God, because that is what's going to stand in these last and evil days. Only what you do for Christ is going to last. So listen, y'all go ahead and get ready now. Go ahead and get ready for this word on tonight. I didn't come here to make no friends. I didn't come here to have no pals. I didn't come here to have no hookups. None of that, none of that, none of that. Amen. I came here to give you the naked truth. Amen. See, that's what's missing in the churches today. We want to go back to church as usual, and there shall never be a usual church unless you never changed, or unless you never crossed over. For those who never changed their lifestyle, for those who never changed when God had us at home and getting us prepared for what is here and what is to come, if you didn't change then, if you didn't cross over then, I'm sorry for you. You're going to be left behind. It's just as plain and simple. We got to stop pacifying these demons. We got to stop pacifying people, letting them know every time they whine and cry, every time they murmur and complain, here we go putting a pacifier in their mouth. The devil is a liar. You're getting ready to get the naked truth. Whether you like it or not, it's up to you to receive it. It's up to you to be receptive of what God has to say. It's up for you to clean out your spiritual ears. It's up for you to get the wax out of your natural ears. It's up for you to fine-tune your hearing. It's up to you to fine-tune your vision. It's time now to you see things with different optics, as God want to release, as he want to show you, as he's taking you from faith to faith and glory to glory. I'm so sick and tired of people wanting to be the same. Listen, we cannot be how we were in 2018. We will never be how we were in 2019. You should be a better version of you right now. And if you're not a better version of you, that's shame on you. Don't get mad with me because I choose to have more, want more, trying to get everything God got for me. I'm trying to be in his face. I'm trying to be on his neck. I'm trying to be at his feet. I'm trying to be at his knee. That's me. But where are you? Hallelujah. I'm finding out that people are angry with you because you have a high, or you are chasing after the things of God. I'm seeing people now want to fight you because you love God with all of your heart and all of your soul and all of your might. I'm seeing now people are turning you in. I said what I said. They're turning you in. Because you didn't get the jabs, and they know that it's going to come a time if you don't get it, you won't be able to survive, so that they think. But let me tell you about my daddy. My daddy says that he would never have us ignorant of Satan's wicked devices. So therefore, try what you want to try. The weapons may be formed, but I want to inform you on tonight, you double agents, you astral projectors, you witchcraft people working demons, you soothsayers, you naysayers, you necromancers, you trying to call up something from the dead, will not work on the children of God. Hallelujah. Because we're walking in authority. We're walking in power. We're walking in dominion. And that stuff you pull won't work today. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you better come up with something else. The devil always come with the same trick. The only thing that's different is the new people. Y'all got to watch the new faces. You got to watch the new ones that's out here trying to pull the same thing that God brought you out. Don't you dare go back to a place or stay and get stuck in your past when God have delivered you. If you do, that's on you. That's not the pastor's fault. That's not the preacher's fault. That's not the prophet's fault. That ain't nobody's fault but yours, because you should have power over your own self. If you don't have power over your own self, how will you be able to have power and authority to speak over somebody else? It's impossible, right? So we're going to get these accolades. I hope y'all, in my first introduction, I hope you start tagging them. I want you to let them know I'm on 10, I'm on 20, I'm on 200 right now. I'm coming out the gate swinging. I'm coming out the gate with my sword, honey. I'm pulling my sword tonight. I ain't playing with the devil. I hate him and he hates me. You hear what I'm saying to you on tonight? Y'all play with him too much. You give him too much authority. You give him too much of you. Listen, if it doesn't serve no purpose in your life. I don't care who they are. You're going to have to sever the ties because you're holding on to people that no longer mean you no good. You're holding on to loved ones that done showed you what they feel about you. You're holding on to that marriage that is, listen, it was broke up the minute you got married. You're holding on. Come on here, somebody. You coming, it wasn't going to survive because God never ordained for you to be with that person. It didn't survive because it wasn't the right one. You wanted that person so bad. So there's a permissive will and there's a perfect will of God. So God gave you his permissive will. He says, okay, I'm going to go ahead and give it to you. I'm just going to let it play out how it plays out. And then soon as you thought you was, oh, I'm so in love, I'm this and I'm that, you saw how that thing played out. God is showing you that that was his permissive will. He allowed it to happen. He allowed it to happen. That wasn't his perfect will. You're going to have to learn to do things God's way. If you don't learn that, that's a part of you that is doing yourself a disservice. So we want to go ahead and get the accolades out of the way on tonight. Can y'all hear me well? We truly thank God tonight for my husband, amen, Bishop James Hunter. We give God glory for him. Hallelujah. We praise God for Dr. Kimmy Kim, my sister, my pal, my friend. Hallelujah. I thank her, God, for her and the Elations family, the Elations magazine. Hallelujah, all of the Elations, amen, and so forth and so on. We do give God glory for how he's using her in the earth, amen. Sometimes she don't even see, and I pay attention closely when I'm talking with her. I see that she really don't even think that she's really doing a whole lot, but she really is doing a whole lot. And honey, I'm telling you, the best is yet to come, but the best is here right now. So you accept the best, receive the best. Hallelujah. I don't care who come in your life or who leave. God is up to something big in your life, Dr. Kim and Kim. That is the word of the Lord now, and it is so. So it is. So listen, let's go to God in prayer on tonight. Father, we thank you for those that are listening, that are tuned in right now, for those that may come back by replay. Father, speak a word tonight. Lord, let lives be transformed. Let lives be forever changed. Lord, help us to apply this word to our lives, to our daily situations, our daily circumstances. Oh, God, help us to dissect your word, oh, God. Lord, God, we thank you on tonight. We give you glory. We give you honor. So let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen and amen. Listen, people of God, people of Yahweh, I have been extremely busy. My vocals, I thank God that they're really not shot like I thought that they would. I was expecting to not have a voice. But God, somebody say, but God, he's a way maker. He's a problem solver. I know him to be a healer, Mandabulshai. I know him to be a doctor in the sick room. I know him to be a judge. Come on here. I know him to be a lawyer in the courtroom. I tried him and I know him under my sire. I found him to be a friend that I know too much about him. And on him, I can depend. That is my confession and I'm sticking with it. So listen, we had a great opportunity Sunday to minister. Amen. And I just thank God. I love the word of the Lord. Amen. I just love how God gives us revelation. A lot of times you may have read a word for years. There was a certain scripture, and I'm reminded of Psalms 23, how because I grew up in church all of my life, as was born in a church, and I grew up working from there forth, I knew the word, you know, Psalm 23 was something that everybody, we learned that, right? And so, but can I tell y'all the truth that I never got the revelation of Psalms 23. I must have been the age either 25, in between the time of 23 and 27 years old. That's when I got the revelation of what it meant. So I'm saying to you, when God gives you a revelation, that's a super download. I'm telling you, when he gives you revelation, you want to run and tell everybody. You want to run and help everybody understand. You want to run, and it's just like you receiving the Holy Ghost. You want to tell everybody because you want everybody saved and delivered. And so tonight we just want God to give us revelation so that we can do it his way. We have, again, I've often talked on this broadcast how we have been passed down to us from generations of what they wanted us to know and how they wanted us to teach. And we didn't do it God's way. A lot of leaders are sleeping today because they didn't do it God's way. Somehow, somewhere down the road, they began to be who they wanted to be. They began to put themselves in leadership roles, and they did it the way that they wanted to do it. And God say, not so. So I want to let you know that if anybody on here that are leaders and those that are to come, listen very well. It is better to pay attention to what God is saying in this hour from henceforth till you go home. It is important that you follow his leading. Don't get so prideful and so big and boastful that you begin to want to do it your way, because you're going to mess up. Not only will you mess up, but you're going to fail. All right, so we're going to have to do this thing God's way. Lord, help me to live holy. Lord, help me to live right. Lord, show me how to be a good wife. Show me how to be a good mother. Lord, show me how to be a servant. Come on here. You're going to have to ask him for strength, and you're going to have to ask for his help. Amen? Because the teachers, there are not a lot of good teachers that are teaching you how to live holy. Holiness is a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle, right? And because it's a lifestyle, people think, oh, they so self-righteous, they can't do this. Baby, listen, you can put on your pants, because pants is not going to keep you out of heaven. It's your dirty lifestyle that'll keep you out of heaven. It's your nasty ways that'll keep you out of heaven. It ain't got nothing to do with your attire. Listen, you know what I'm saying? But when you get, when you begin to get born again, there are some things about you that should change. You should want to, not have your breast all out. You should want to cover yourself up, because you never know. That could very well be your husband, but if everybody can see your breast, that man don't want you. Because he's saying you're showing it to everybody every day for free. Why would he want to invest in that, right? And or seeing your naked tail. You know what I'm saying? So you got to, when you get going, when you give God your life, when you submit yourself to God, you need to listen. We ain't going to throw no rugs and no sheet and linen over you. No, come as you are. But come, when it says come as you are, that means simply, you know, people may not have clothes to come to church. So mothers of a church, older women in the church, don't beat up on these young women that coming in. They may be coming off the pole. Listen, and they may have on some tights or whatever, and they may have on a crop top. Let them come in the house of God and get delivered. And let God raise them up, because they may be great up there. Listen, I'm trying to tell you, God may elevate them higher than you've ever gone in your life before. So we're not going to be judgmental, but we can teach them in love, all right? Not looking down your nose at folks, amen. And it's not what I came to talk about. But let me go here with really quickly. We do know that the monkey pox, amen. Lord have mercy. We do know that the monkeypox has, in May 2022, there was an outbreak of the monkeypox, all right? The monkeypox has been going on for years. I mean, when I was a student, you know, in high school, maybe I could remember about the monkeypox. Back then it was coming from Africa. But this new strand, it was confirmed, I think, in May 2022. And it was a cluster case that was found in the United Kingdom. And and they traced all of it back again to Nigeria. So, you know, people with monkeypox, you know, someone asked me this morning, what does it look like? Well, you can look it up. You know, you can see all the blisters. It causes fever, muscle ache, fatigue, leading in rash lesions on the skin. They look like they're white, blisterous bumps, you know, but some of them are big as a rising. Y'all know what a rising is, right? All right, but these things are high risk. They are high risk, and they're mostly found between homosexual men, right? Homosexual men, and it does not necessarily mean that they are actually having sex to get that, but it does mean that they can be touching of the skin and they can contract that, all right? The contact, a physical contact. So be prayerful about the monkeypox, because there's a case here in Alabama. So it is now spreading in the United States. So they're alarming you. A lot of times if there are variances that they didn't alarm the United States about, because it happened over maybe in the United Kingdom, it may have happened in London and stuff like that, places like that. But if it had not happened in the United States, they won't really bring it to the forefront. But Omicron, we're still talking about the B.5. Amen. It's a subvariant. The B.5 is a subvariant of the Omicron. It is highly contagious, people of God. So be careful and how you do business. Be careful. You know, don't be in fear. Amen. I still have not put on a mask. I will not live my life in fear because God is my Father, right? I'm not saying that I can't get anything. I'm not saying that. But as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord, and I'm going to live under Psalm 91. Amen. So tonight, let's get our Bibles. Hey, man, let's go. Come on. Y'all got your paperback Bibles. I ain't got but a few minutes to dissect this word. And we're gonna go as long as we can go. When we have to stop, we will stop. Amen. Ephesians, the 5th chapter. Come on really quickly. This is Bible study time. Somebody say word up time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, it says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also have loved us, and have given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor," right? "But fornicators and all uncleanliness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becoming saints." So for those of you who are coming to the Lord, don't let that be named among you. So it is simply saying, watch. When it says, "Be ye therefore followers of God," watch what God does. Pay attention, followers. And then you do it. What you see, that's what you should be doing. All right? So you say, well, we were taught to not talk back. Okay, and if you were taught that, then don't talk back. Well, what all I saw in my family, I was watching this thing. It was an interview, and I was watching it. And this interview, the man was saying how in his family, his father, the children had to learn how to cut hair on. The children had to learn how to fix it or whatever they do for hair on. And if they didn't, they got a beating. And then the mother wouldn't say anything because they later found out after they were locked up in prison that the mother was being beaten by even the look that she would give him or the look that she was, you know, over there scrunching every time that he whipped or he knocked or punched the children, right? So this guy was saying that we had to grow up in a family of drugs, you know? That was our life or we... You know, and so the mother got some courage, he said, and she took him out of that lifestyle. Well, she moved to another project, and it was more drugs there than it was at the home. So he said then now he was a subject to the streets. He, you know, the streets was his owner, right? And he went to prison at age 15. I was looking at these guys because I talked to African-American people about their children. At the age of 8, to 21, it has always been for years, where Satan has tried to penalize our Black African-American children to be even in what you call a youth facility for being you know, acting up, cutting up. It's like a detention center. And or by the age of 16, removing them out of those group home detention centers and putting them actually in a male or grown-up prison. To now, most of our African-American youth between the age of 16 and 21 is locked up behind bars, all right? So these men, they are actually like 51, well, one was 55, and they were in prison 35 years. One was 36 years, all right? They went to prison at the age of 15 in big boy prison, right? So you can imagine. And then one of the guys who I'm talking about now, he said that he spent 4 straight consecutive years in the hole. So can you imagine yourself being in a place where you can't think, you can't pray, you're hearing people you're hearing people commit suicide, you're hearing people being beat on, you're hearing the guards beating on these young men, you're hearing guys holding five guys holding down once for them to be raped. It's so much. And then for them to get out, I know that they still need psychological evaluation, treatment, therapy, but for them to get out, I listened to these men, but I was waiting on them to say, "God did it." I did not hear that because they got life without parole. They were supposed to be there forever, but God brought them out after 35 years, one after 36, but I never heard them say, "Thank God." You know what I'm saying? So anyway, y'all, we got to be grateful We hear. We can walk around. We can do things. You can, children, you can pay attention to your parents. Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. You have the ability to, we may chastise you. We do that because we love you. It's a blessing to have a mother and a father in the home together, going to church, raising your children in the admiration of the Lord. It's a blessing to have that. And it's a blessing when you only have a single parent or a single mother who's raising her children up in the house of the Lord. It's a blessing even if the father is there and the mother's not there and he's trying to raise them up in the admonition of the Lord. He still needs help. We both still need, we all need help. But listen, that does not mean because we're raising them up in the right way that they won't go out there and do bad things. Amen. You can have great parents, and these guys all testified. It was like 9 men, but they all testified that they had great parents. And most of them were in both parent households, you know, but it was just something that they got into. So we're going to have to stop blaming our parents for the way we turned out. We're going to have to stop blaming our parents for things that did not go our way. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes as children, you don't know the things that we have gone through in order for you to not have to go through it. You don't know what the things that we might have taken in our, you know, early on years so that you have never experienced that. You don't know what all we had to do to break the generational curses so that you can walk in freedom, right? And so sometimes you mess up your freedom. You mess up your life because of the simple fact you want to do things your own way and not realize that we are only trying to safeguard you. We're only trying to keep you out of hell. We're only trying to keep you from the pit, right? Glory to God. So let's get back to the word of the Lord. I don't know why I went there, but somebody's going to bless. Amen. So God is simply saying, watch out. Watch what God does. Watch what you see me do. Do that. As like children who learn proper behavior from their parents. Mostly what God does is love you. Keep company with him and learn a life of love. Observe how Christ loved us. His love was not cautious, but it was extravagant. He didn't love in order to get something from us, but to give some everything of himself to us. Love like that. That's how we're supposed to love. All right. Can y'all love like that unconditionally? Can you love with your whole heart? Some of you love God because of his hand. You want his hand, but you don't really love him. That's a fake love. That's falsehood. You're lying to your own self because you know you don't want God. You know you don't want to live holy. You know you don't want to live right. You only want to live right when you're in trouble. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Let's go. Back to verse 3. It says, but fornicators and all uncleanliness or covetousness is when you want something that belongs to somebody else. Like somebody's married and you keep coveting their wife. You want their wife because you see how well she does at home. You see she keeps a nice house. You see she drives a nice car. You always see her coming out. She's fly. And you want that man's wife. Lord, have mercy. Come on here. The Bible talks about that. Amen. That's one of the commandments, right? You're not supposed to touch the man's wife, his manservant, his maidservant, his ox, or his ass. All right, read it. Read it up. Look it up. All right. It says, don't let that be said among you as becoming saints. You're trying to become, you're coming into this thing. You're announcing, God, I'm going to live for you. I want to submit my will to you. You don't let that be said among you that you're still doing these things. Verse 4, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this we know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater have any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. So when you talk like that, everybody get quiet, right? We get quiet. Don't allow your, listen, don't allow love to turn into lust. Some of you lusting after people's stuff. You know, it's like even possession. Some of you want to take, you're so covetous that you want to take possession of somebody else's property. If it belongs to somebody else, that means it's not yours. You can have the same property it had if you ask of God, if you work for it, right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, listen, setting off a downhill slide into sexual promiscuity, filthy practices, or bullying greed, though some tongues just love the taste of gossip, those who follow Jesus have better uses for language than that. Don't talk dirty or silly. That kind of talk doesn't fit our style. Thanksgiving is our dialect, right? You can be sure that using people or religion or things just for what you can get out of them, the usual variations on idolatry will get you nowhere. Let me tell you something. I get so tired when you know you're dealing business, right? And then you have people when because, you know, they'll say, I hear them say this, because you straighten them out, they may have charged you too much after they're giving you a price and they didn't want to overcharge you. And you said, listen, this is not what we discussed previously, and I want to show it to you by sending them, you know, the text or the receipt or whatever they told you. And then they want to say, but see, you're a woman and you're supposed to be a woman of God. What me being a woman of God got to do with you cheating me? Come on. Y'all always want to throw up that foolish talking. You're supposed to be. No, I am a woman of God. So you got to tell the devil who you are and who you're not. Glory to God. And so, you know, people will do that, trying to use you, right? And they think you're not paying attention. It ain't going to get them nowhere. And certainly nowhere near the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of God. That's foolishness. Y'all got to put away foolish thinking. You got to put away foolish talking. You got to stop letting men talk up under your clothes, women. You got to stop. Yeah. Listen, you stand around and they're telling you who you look like this up underneath that. You need to tell them, well, listen, let me tell you something about what you look like. I mean, you or get up out of the company of them. You should not be surrounding yourself with low-talking trash men or women. If they talk trash, get yourself from around that. You should love yourself enough to be around people of where you're trying to go if you're not there yet. And still, you still don't want to put yourself in the mix where people are always got some mess drama going on. All every time you see them, they never come to you saying, you know, the Lord is just good. I'm so happy today. I bless the Lord. No, they're coming. I got this problem. I got that problem. Lord, have mercy. When are you going to stop having problems and just give God praise in the midst of your problems? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us go to verse 6. It says, let no man deceive you with vain words. You get a lot of men saying, you're so fine. You blow my mind. I've been watching you. There are things about you that I'm just, it just intrigues my curiosity. Well, okay, things about me, sir, you don't know me, for one. So how things about me intrigues your curiosity? No, when he said curiosity, that means he's curious about who you are, what you do, how you do it, you know, why you do it. So now he's trying to put you on game. He's trying to challenge you to see if you're going to open up yourself to him, right? Let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Y'all better hear God and not me. 7, be not ye therefore partakers with them. Some of you still want to hang around them. You know they ain't no good for you. You know they don't like you. You know they every time you get around them, when you leave, you can feel them talking about you, the way they look at you. You know, sometimes you can be in the company of people and they undress you with their eyes. You know what I'm saying? But y'all love to go around that kind of stuff. Why do you feel like you have to be belittled in order to feel appreciated? Why do you allow people to talk down on you in order for you to be appreciated? What's up with that? We got to know our self-worth. That's in both male and female. We got to know who we are in God. We got to know who God called us to be. And stop allowing people and their opinions of us to dictate how we move in the earth. You should be worried about how God told you to move in the earth. And if he gave you legislative authority to move in the earth. Because some people are moving and they have not been given authority and they're trespassing, right? Glory to God. Y'all can't be a partaker. Don't let yourself get taken by religious smooth talk. Come on. You got men and women in the pulpits. They undress you with their eyes. They talk a good game. As soon as church is over, they done preached about homosexuality, or they may have preached about shacking. They may have preached about being a whoremonger. And as soon, I mean, they preached all they were soaking wet. Sometimes they might have been drunk, but I'm trying to tell you, they were soaking wet. That was for you to laugh. Go ahead and laugh. Get it on out the way. We have to break the ice because y'all, this word is going to hit you. Hallelujah. So listen. And so after they come from out of the pulpit, they went, but they done told Deacon such and such, Deacon Sasquatch, to go tell you to give him your number because he want to meet you at 7 o'clock tonight. Now, you see what I'm saying? Trying to brush up on you by Deacon Sasquatch. Deacon Sasquatch ain't got no better sense. Come on over there and give you the pastor's number. Say, pastor, they called and he want to meet you that self. And here you go. Because you want to be loved, but you're looking for love in the wrong places. I'm not saying that church is the wrong place to look for love. But if he's a married man, that's the wrong place to look for a hook, right? You need to be asking God to send your husband and not you trying to bump up on somebody else's hook. That's being covetous, women, all right? Want something that belongs to somebody else. And I'm saying that to you because I love you. Amen. It's time for you to live right. It's time for you to live holy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 8. You got to stop hanging around those kind of people, though. Seriously. Verse 8, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is all goodness and righteousness and truth. 10, proving who is acceptable unto the Lord. Right? So, you know, we got to get out of this thing of, I know that I'm trying to walk into the light, but there were some things that I like doing that I still want to do. So you're going to have to choose. You're going to choose your battles. You're going to have to choose if you're willing to risk it all for a 1-minute thrill. And I'm trying to tell you something, fornicating, and you now have given God your life, and you're thinking about fornicating, you're burning down there, and you won't go take you no cold shower to get yourself clean, get your mind right, and try this next day again. You ready to lose it all for a 1-minute thrill? And just in case you get with a man who's all about himself, you may not even have the pleasure, y'all follow me, that you think you're going to get. He got the pleasure, and you still left there, still burning. Come on here, talk back to me, church. So I'm trying to tell you, don't risk it all just for 1 minute, all right? If you're going to go to hell, at least go to hell because you done had several minutes of pleasure. I'm just telling you, if you want to bust hell wide open, go on and do it. That's your choice. I can't save you if you don't want to be saved. Come on, somebody. We try to save everybody, and people just don't want it in this hour. We got to focus on the ones who want God. We got to focus on the ones who trying to come to God, who have never heard of God. Listen, we got to focus on those who don't even have a way to get to God. But through us, if we live the life before them, we are the way. Come on. That God, we are the vessels that God will use so that they can see Jesus in us. Lord have mercy. You wonder why you can't witness to your family, because they know as soon as you get out of church, you're going to hit that blunt. You're going to get high. You're going to get with somebody, man, or it may be your man, huh? Mm-hmm. But see, you got to remember, the way you got somebody, man, the same way you're going to lose that man, or the way you got somebody's wife or woman, that's the same way you're going to lose them. If you didn't do it right, you're going to lose them the same way. So you have to be ready for the consequences. Verse 11, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. You know, but you got people that talk, they don't have a problem with the way that they're living. They think it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Glory to God. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doesn't make manifest is light. Wherefore he said, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Jesus Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. A lot of us don't know the will of the Lord for our lives, so we are just going through. We are just passing through. We are just, and sometimes God will send somebody to you and tell you there's a call on your life. There's the Lord is calling you to greater. The Lord is calling you higher. There's ministry on your life. I see the gifts on your life. And God will do that and to arouse your curiosity about the things of God. Now you want to know, what it is God want me to do? Lord, what? But you need to ask God, because I can tell you what I see on your life, but it's better for you to hear from him first, especially if you're a non-believer. If you hear what God has to say, God will show you. He'll reveal it to you in his word. He'll show you even in your dreams. He'll come to you in your dreams, and you'll begin to hear God. You'll begin to see what God called you to do. Some of your passions are passions. And you know what I'm saying? And that may not be your purpose. You may be doing your passion, but your passion may not be your purpose. When God has given us all, we all have a purpose to fulfill. We have to fulfill the purpose that God created us for. So our passion may not be our purpose, and that's okay. So you should enjoy doing your purpose more than your passion. And a lot of people would just say, well, this is my passion, and I'm just going to stick with this. No, you need to know the purpose. You need to know what your purpose is. in God, who you are, even if you're called to the fivefold. Some people are not called to the fivefold, but there are different administrations that God may have called you to. Some of you have administrative gills, administrative abilities, right? That doesn't mean that you're an apostle. You know what I'm saying? You just are called to the office of administration, right? Some people have those gifts, but then there's some of you who have the gift to teach. There's some of you who have the gift to, you know, you have that ability to teach and teach well. There are some of you who are called to as prophets. That's a gift. I mean, the office of a prophet. Now, prophecy is a gift, right? The gift of prophecy, that's a gift to prophesy. That's a gift. And we all could have that ability, being a prophetic person. Some of you are walking into the prophetic because it's been on your life forever, but there was nobody to activate it. So therefore, you don't know about the gift the gift of the prophecy because you have not been activated. So you may have been, you know, you say, oh, I used to see this. I would see this all the time, and I'd be wondering, Lord, why are you showing me this? But the person that he sends to help get you delivered and activated, they, you know, they'll be pulling out of you who you are. They should stir you up in the Holy Ghost and the things that they say to you should stir you up to want to know more of God, to want to know more about God, to want to know who you are in God, to want to lead. You want to find out everything you can find out. But when you don't want to read your word, you're doing yourself a disservice. When you don't want to read for yourself and with understanding, not understanding everything, because there's some things in the Bible we just don't understand, right? But that doesn't mean we brush it under the table. No, if it's intriguing your curiosity, listen, go a little bit further. Get you a concordance. Amen. Get you a Bible dictionary. Amen. Call your leader. Come on. There's some things you can do. But now, you should be putting forth an effort to learn, so that when your leader say things, you're eating and digesting, and that thing is growing in you, right? But if you're not reading the word, what sense is it that, you know, people you're being poured into and you don't want to read? You don't want to study. You don't want to sacrifice nothing. All you want is prophecy. That's where that prophetic junkies come in. You want a prophecy. But if you ain't doing that with the first prophecy you got, God, listen, he even told me, I was so happy when he told me this in 2019. He says, you will not have to prophesy to the same people ever again. He said, if they haven't heard what you've been saying all this time, they have not followed the instructions all of this time. He said, I'm giving you new people and new faces to prophesy into their lives, and they're already waiting on you. So I'm saying that to you tonight, that some of you may be feeling like you're just tired. Trying to speak into the lives of people, trying to help them, and they don't want to wake up out of their sleep. Come on here. They don't want to rise up out of the coffin. You know what I'm saying? They want to stay dead. They want to play dead. They want to play dumb to everything. But when the devil starts whooping that tail, then they want to act like they want to be concerned. You should have been concerned when you was doing good. You don't come to God just because you got your problems come. You come to God because you love him. You come to God because you want to know more about him. You want more of him. You want more of him in your life, right? You don't just wait till the problems come. That's the wrong time to come. But you know, the Bible says that broken and a contrite spirit, he will no wise despise. So if that's where you coming, he, you know, if you're broken, amen, and you have a repentant heart, he will no wise despise that now. But you should want to give him your all. It's like he gives us his all. He loves us unconditionally. There is nobody that will love you like God. Ain't nobody going to do you like Jesus. Ain't nobody going to do you like the Lord. He's one of a kind. Oh, my God, he's one of a kind. And I'm trying to tell you, you're going to have 10 men, and none of them will love you like Jesus. His Jesus loves for you, hallelujah, well, listen, it will beat anybody's love. Because when he loves you, he doesn't, even though you leave him, some of you leave him right there, and God will still be right there waiting in that position on you to come with open arms. But we're in a day and a time, because we're in the end times, grace and mercy is going to wear out. It's going to play out, right? So you're not going to have the grace and mercy that have been helping you along the way all these years. Has every time you leave the Lord, the grace, his grace and mercy just kept on letting you come back in. God said the door is closing. New day is dawning. You better come on in his house, because listen, I'm not trying to even make you, I'm not trying to challenge you to come to God. I'm not trying to threaten you to come to God. This is a free choice. Whosoever will, let him come. But what I'm saying to you, the doors are closing. You better get in a hurry. You better get in quick, fast in a hurry. I don't only that, you need to go back and apologize. Some of you need to go back to your leaders and apologize for how you lied on them, for how you mistreated them, how you mishandled them, amen, how they were trying to help you, trying to steer you in the right direction, trying to bring you up as men and women of God, and you begin to lie on them, you begin to lie on their name, you begin to do all that you can do to try to stir up of wrath in the church, you try to, try to bust up the ministry because you didn't like what they were saying. Come on here. And they only tried to help you. Don't you know there are some people right now today, they may no longer be in my life. And some of them, I don't want them in my life, truth be told. Let me speak that. But there are some people whose deliverance is in our hands. And the only way you're going to get that true deliverance, you're going to have to come back to us and get it right. Now, it's up to us. It's up to the individual if they accept your apology or not, right? It's up to them. But it's off of you when you do it. Some of you say, well, I didn't do no wrong. I didn't do no wrong. We always want to point the finger and do the blaming game, but you're going to have to own up to your mistakes. It is time for you to stop being a coward, and it's time for you to just yield your members to God, and it's time for you to yield your will and just come back. Lord, because you go to God with gifts, and he said, no, you pick them gifts up. You get on up out of here. Get on up off your knees. Get on up before me. Get on away from me until you go back and get it right with the one you lied on, until you go back and get it right with the one you hurt. So you go back and take back the word that you say. Mm-hmm. You around here wonder why God ain't using you because you the dog got your leader. You wonder why God ain't using you because you know what you're doing. You some of you saw on Discord, but there's some of you who just all outright just being out of order in the church. You know what I'm saying? You're not respecting the house of God. You're not respecting who God is in you. You're just doing yourself a disservice. So tonight it's time to get clean. Come clean, people of God. That is my word for you on tonight. Come clean with all of your heart, soul, mind, body, spirit. Come clean because God see you. You can fool people some of the time, but you can't never fool God. You can never fool God. Amen. So Dr. Kimmy Kim, we're getting ready to open up these phone lines on tonight. Hallelujah. And we're going to spend the rest of these minutes declaring the word of the Lord into your lives as the Spirit of the Lord give us utterances to speak. So listen, when you come on, I want you to tell me your city. Your name first, your name, your city, and your state. Let me know where you're chiming in from. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to go one at a time. We're not going to, we're going to speak up so that you can be heard. And we're not going to overtalk the next person. So somebody speaking, make sure you're quiet enough so that I can hear them and they can hear me. Amen. Come on, let's go. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle. Glory to God. Let's move quickly. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle. Can y'all hear me? You may be having some technical difficulties. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle. Dr. Kimmy Kim, is there anything going on in there? Because some say they can hear me. They're saying something, but I can't hear them. All right. Y'all, we're going to take just a few minutes. We're going to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Listen, y'all, let me tell you, God is up to something. He's up to something big. And as we get ready to celebrate Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, we're getting ready for our new year in September. We'll start our fast next month, August. And listen, y'all need to begin to repent. These are the months where you begin to repent before the Lord, get your houses in order so that we can make this new year and get prepared for your first fruits. Amen. First fruits, it really catapults your whole year. Amen. Amen. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle. Amen. Amen. I thought I could hear y'all just for a second, but I still can't hear you. Amen. Glory to God on tonight. But listen, it is time for us to be getting ready. For some, they still have a few more months, but but we are about to embark upon a new year. And so as August come in, a lot of things happen in July. And as August come in, there are things that are going to be happening. But September will be the month of preparation for our new year, where we're going, what God is going to do in us, through us, for us, what he's going to do for his people, what we ought to be doing now, preparing ourselves for this end time, and, you know, things of that nature, where God is taking our ministries, what God wants to see produced in our ministries. All right. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Michael Simeon Hunter. Good evening. How are you?
All is well.
Amen. This is Minister KB from the Brookhaven area. How are you? Again, blessings, and I thank you for that word on tonight.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in and joining me on tonight. It's a blessing to hear your voice. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hanna. This is Minister Emma from Brookhaven, Mississippi. And how are you doing on tonight?
All is well, Minister Emma. All is well.
Yes, thank the Lord for allowing you to bring this word on tonight. So we just appreciate it because we need it. Every time you bring us something, we receive it in Jesus' name. And may the blessing come back to you from the Lord.
I accept those blessings, honey. Hallelujah. God bless you on tonight. Thank you for tuning in. Good to hear from you.
Yes, love you.
Love you more. God bless you. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle. I'm just trying to speak to y'all because we only got a few more minutes.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hanna. This is Minister Ross from Theodore, Alabama. I enjoyed the word on tonight.
God bless you. How you doing on tonight?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
All is well. It's another day's journey, and I'm glad about it.
Amen.
I'm glad to be here, woman of God. Glad to be in the land among the living. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I thank God for you tuning in on tonight. Amen. Good to have you on with me. Amen. Keep praying for me. God bless you.
God bless you as well.
I accept. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter. How are you? This is Jamaica. I'm calling from Mobile, Alabama. And it's also Jay Simone.
I can hear her voice.
And we enjoy
IGD baby.
Tell mommy hello. Come see.
Hey.
Hello, mama.
Y'all, that's my grandbaby. Hallelujah. I miss her, y'all. She's coming home tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you so much for tuning in with me on tonight. God bless you.
God
Hallelujah.
Bless you. Have a great evening.
I accept. Thank you. Amen. Good evening, Carly. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Mama. This is Ryan calling in from Cleveland, Ohio. How you doing?
All is well. How you doing, woman of God?
Doing great.
Amen. Keep sounding the alarm. Hallelujah. Keep making God's name. Keep making God proud. Hallelujah. Keep making God, great and famous in the earth with your voice. Amen. Keep using your voice for the Lord. Amen. I love you.
Yes, ma'am. Love you, too.
Amen. God bless you on tonight. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle. We can hear you if you speak up. The airways are open. Hello.
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 Okay, can somebody hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, this is Kiana from Mobile, Alabama. I just wanted to... Thanks for the word, first of all. How you doing?
Fine. How are you today?
I'm good. I just wanted to know, what is Jesse?
I can discuss that with you later.
Okay.
Amen. Thank you for tuning in on tonight.
No problem.
As y'all can see, I'm not really speaking into y'all lives because for time's sake, All right. So just catch you. Come back next week. Amen. Amen. Good to have you on, though, Kiana. We'll talk to you soon. God bless you. Amen. Good evening. Calling you on the air with the apostle. Who is that, my grandbaby?
Oh, yes, sorry.
I know that voice anywhere. Listen, you guys, listen, if you have not received your copy of Keys for Successful Marriages, we have some still on hand. We want y'all to go ahead and get that book, inbox me. Also, I'm starting a new dialogue, amen, and, you know, I'm the messy troublemaker. They call me the troublemaker anyway. I'm not messy, but because I tell the truth, they call me messy troublemaker. It's all right. So I'm going to be using the dialogues that you want, things that you want to talk about. And if I find it relevant, and if I find it that we need to hear it, or the people of God need to hear it and benefit from it, I will talk about it. So I've done it twice, last night briefly. I'm not going to be on long. I'm just going to hit it and quit it. It's up to you whether you receive it or not. And then last Monday. So if you have any of you that hear me, now, or may come back, if you want anything that you want me to talk about to the church, to the people, to women, to men, whomever it may be, if it's relevant, if it's God say it's relevant to him, I'm going to talk about it. So I want you to send it to me in my messenger. Find me. Send it to me in my messenger, Sylvia Hunter. I don't know if you could. They've given me 3 pages, and I don't really understand these pages because it's not really doing what I wanted to do right now, especially with my marriage and ministry page. But I want you, because you can inbox me. You can messenger me. Just messenger my, just Sylvia Hunter, message that page, and whatever topic you want to talk about, drop it in the comments. I will, if I don't respond, it doesn't mean that I haven't seen it and have not written it down. It's going to be for good dialogue. Sometimes when I'm talking, then there are people are commenting, amen, and they're talking as well. So, and that's the kind of reaction I want to have with you. I want to be able to hear your side of it, because it's not about who we are. It's about who God is and what God is saying, right? So we may be the messenger, but then God may give you a piece. He may give the next one a piece, but we're just going to bring it all together and make it do what it do. So we just give God so much thanks, because he's choosing us. When God chooses you, you know, the Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. When God chooses you, you ought to be so grateful, so thankful, because he didn't have to do it. He could have passed by you and went to a cat. He could have passed by you and went to a dog. He could have passed by you and went to the beggar. He could have passed by you and went to a superstar, but he chose you for such a time as this. And it is time now that we speak what thus says the Lord. It is time now that we not be afraid of what he has given us to speak. It is time for you to stop allowing the enemy to tell you you're not worthy, that you're never going to mount to nothing, you're never going to be good enough. But that's a lie. It takes your story, things that you went through in life, the very thing that you are afraid to tell, that is the very thing that not only can make you wealthy, when you talk about it and go, God, I have you going all around the world talking about the pain that you endure. Your pain can produce money, y'all. I'm trying to tell you. So whatever you are experiencing and you don't want to share with nobody, you're going to have to bring that wall down, because God want to use your voice. He want to use you in the earth. Amen. Because people can look at your life. Well, you saw me as a prostitute, but now you're seeing me as a woman of God. I've seen y'all know how y'all looked at different ones, like Sophia Ruffin. She was a athlete, you know, basketball player, female, amen, but she was a lesbian, right? She, you know, played basketball, and then they kept prophesying over life. You know, grandmother was in the church or whatever have you, and now she is a renowned speaker. She is, she not only that, she writes books. She's an author, right? So God can take your pain, the thing that you, sometimes we get into situations because of our pain. Sometimes we be who we are because of our pain, and people don't understand why you act the way you act, but it's because of what you endured, and there was no outlet to help you. There was no one who cared enough to say, I'll cover you, or I'll bring you up under my arms, up under my wings to safeguard you until you recover. And so you had to go through it. There's some of you on this line tonight. You've been out there so long by yourself, nobody really understanding the anointing that's on your life because they didn't want to see the anointing that was on your life. But God has a call, hallelujah, on your life, and it's time for you to submit to God wholeheartedly, not second, and listen, not thinking about nothing else but what he called you to do. And I'm telling you, if that's one of you on tonight, you can inbox me. I'm willing to help spearhead how you're going to come out, help spearhead you coming out, help spearhead you us praying and laying hands on you, help spearhead you getting things in order from the rooter to the tutor, amen, because it's time for us to walk in power. We are not defeated because God is the greatest power, and we will never be defeated. So listen, I've enjoyed you guys. And until next week, you never know which way we're coming. You never know how God's going to use us. You never know how God wants to speak. You know, some days we teach, and prophesy. Some days we really preach and prophesy. Whatever God says, that's what it's going to be, right? So Dr. Kim and Kim, it's been real. Until next time, y'all be blessed. Shalom.
My sinful ways have caused you so much pain. Doing things you told me not to do. Lord, I need a healing touch from you. So I asked the Lord if he would change my heart. A touch from you will provide a brand new start. Change my heart and my spirit, being renewed.
Oh, yeah.
Lord, I need a healing touch from you.
Feels like I'm so and I ask myself the question.
Lord, change my heart.
But I wonder if you will, we can.
Lord, change my heart.
I messed up for so long.
Lord, change my heart.
And so many times I've been wrong.
Lord, change my heart.
I wonder if there's any more mercy. I wonder if there's any more grace.
Lord, change my heart.
I wonder if there's any more patience, Lord.
Change my heart.
As I lay before your face.